Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Huh? Welcome to No Need for Apologies. I'm Monroe Martin.
And I'm Derek Gaines.
And we have the hilarious, legendary Nori Davis in this bitch.
Legendary Nori Davis.
I'm going to say legendary. Man. I'm going to say every time I turn around, this motherfucker is like, you know I'm about to...
Say
he's like West
say.
Side Gun. You know how West Side Gun is always coming out with something?
Something.
Nori is always coming out with some heat.
This boy has a catalog. Do you understand?
I got it. You understand? I got a signed copy of Nori's first album.
Wow.
I got a signed copy, man. And I'm going to sell that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell that shit.
I remember that, man. You and Shay pulled up when I was like hustling them CDs at the comic strip last.
Absolutely, year. Man. We got to support
that's
each other, y'all.
That's love.
Right,
that's
you always
dope.
Gotta
sure,
yeah.
man.
Support
you,
your
man.
Homies, no matter what.
Yeah.
So how you holding up, man?
Big fans of y'all. Holding up, cool, man. I'm in Atlanta right now, just chilling, with my brother out here in the A. And I'm on vacation, brother. I'm chilling. I'm trying not to think about stand up or think about writing anything for a little bit, just decompressing from it all. And
word.
Who knows where this world's gonna leave us? So it's just gotta take a breather from it all. So I'm chilling, man.
That's the good thing, man.
And taking in podcasts, talking to my niggas, that's it.
Word. That's a good thing. How's Atlanta during this whole time, though? Like, are they abiding by the rules, or are they niggas on dirt bikes? You got the 12 o'clock boys out there?
So divided. Half of the people got masks, the other people dance, and they have a gun. So, fam, we just go, we get food, and we bring it back home to the tribe, and we eat. As a family, then that's it.
Oh, well, that's all you really can do.
That's all we could do. That's all we want to do, because everybody else is just like not obliging to the social distancing rules, man. Or they don't even believe it.
Man.
You know, my body, my choice. That bullshit.
Yeah.
So,
That pertains to like rape and like other shit.
And,
it doesn't pertain to keeping everybody safe. It's like, no, it ain't your fucking body today.
Well, can you just at least stand? Do they got the stickers out at least? The little stickers? The little stand here and you stand there? The little floor stickers where they tell motherfuckers this is where you should sit?
They do have the floor stickers, but what's a floor sticker with a nigga with his mouth all out?
Yeah.
There's no church in the wild. What's the king to
no
a god, nigga?
In the wild, man. They don't give a shit, bro. They don't, man. It's like the hipster stores, they have the masks, you know, like the Trader Joe's and Costco's. But like you hit up Walmart, they passing out COVID, nigga. They pass
Damn.
Out.
Oh yeah, Walmart is
they
like
they at the door just they
it's like we got great deals and life crippling diseases.
Walmart blowing COVID kisses. Stop blowing me COVID kisses. Oh, that's terrible.
Man, it's but the only good thing is like, you know, living is inexpensive out here and shit. And you know, just great to decompress. So, yep. But it's definitely divided, bro.
Yeah. Is Atlanta someplace that you can see yourself moving to eventually?
Yeah. I mean, given the recent climate, man, like I could fly back to New York when the shit opened back up, and if we gonna go back to like probably performing on Zoom and the outdoor shows are good, but you know, winter's coming, nigga. we gotta go back and figure out what we going to
I'm pretty sure niggas going to be out there with Patagonias and fucking Columbia Sport Coats.
I'll tell you right now, white people come out in the Patagonias, bro.
Yep.
Watch some jokes.
Yep. They picnic blanket.
Niggas is stir crazy. Yeah.
I think they're going to have some black acts.
Ain't going to be no black audience.
Ain't going to be no black audience. It's going to be Eskimos. No black.
Ain't gonna be no black audience.
Looking like airbenders.
Yo. Just no mic, just talking to people, just watching the fucking the smog from our breath just reach out and just like, oh,
that's what you see, Monroe. We holding the mic with mittens and shit.
Yep.
So how y'all doing, yo?
How y'all doing?
Remember inside?
Niggas it's with mittens. Niggas with mittens and scarves on.
Yep.
Niggas gonna try to get cool, take this scarf, put it on the mic stand, and try to talk shit. Yeah, man, I'm with you, bruh. It's a lot of hard shit, but you dropped a goddamn album on Zoom.
Yeah.
And we was fuck? Yeah. Like, when you did it, I was like, this motherfucker, man. Every time I think I'm right with it, something else. I go, because
You did something fly, too. Both of y'all niggas capitalized on the situation with two different points of view.
I filmed like a special in my garage, but I'm still working on trying to distribute it. But anyway. When I started comedy, moving up here, he was the dude at the strip that I saw all the time.
Yeah,
I was like, this motherfucker's funny, bro. Like,
Nori stays working.
Same for you, man.
I got the idea. I was like, when I got there so many years ago, and I was like, oh, that's the other funny boy. That's when you was doing the John. When you was like, why do people check and look to see if the train coming? Like that whole, you lean out.
Oh man, the subway material.
Subway material. I'm like, oh, shit, he got, and I'm watching, like, I don't even know about the subways yet. And I'm like, yo, this dude is the kind of the truth. And it's always, every time I came back, he was always right there. So I was like, yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy I should look up to.
Man.
That seems to be New York's dude.
And we would get down at the, what's the laughing spot in Philly? Remember that? We'd get down
Laugh House.
There.
Laugh House.
Yeah.
The Laugh House, man. I would pull up there. That was fun, man. Me, Derek, Lawrence.
Yeah,
Killer Brew.
Monroe, was you ever, I don't think I ever saw Monroe in there.
No, I started at the Laugh House, but I don't. Yeah, like I probably wasn't there on the days you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
you came in there. Like,
I remember
two
that. It was fun.
I came in 2 years after you. Wait, you used to come. When did you start coming to the Laugh House?
It's back 03, 04.
Oh, you've been doing comedy that long?
Yeah, when you start?
I started like 06, 06, 05. Okay. So I was just later there. It had to be like 08. It had to be
I must have saw you later in the game. Damn, I've been doing comedy too fucking long.
Because
today's my 17th year. It's my 17th year today.
Yeah. Okay. So because you goofy nigga started on his birthday. This nigga is the cheesiest dude ever, man.
I started happening on my birthday because I wanted to prove to myself that I can make something of myself.
Like, shut up. We were talking about this nigga crying one time when we was at, you remember TSAC? Remember Times Square Arts Center?
Yes, I do.
So he was performing.
Man, before it was high.
Yeah. Wait, what? I thought it was high first and then TSAC. Or was it the opposite around? Or was it the opposite?
Yes. No. You're right. I'm sorry. It was high then. Then it was TSAC. You're correct. Before that, it was Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
Wasn't Laugh Factory his own thing?
Laugh Factory was his own thing. And I couldn't wait to perform at the Laugh Factory because you see all the clips online on YouTube, like all the comics who were doing something had that Laugh Factory behind them.
The Laugh Factory in New York was different, bro.
It was, because it ain't no L.A. It wasn't the L.A.
That shit was raucous. You understand that? Was you around when the Wendy Williams Wednesday, when Capone used to host?
I heard about it. I don't think. I definitely heard about it, yeah.
That was like my first time trying to like crack into New York. I used to go up every week. And I would tell Capone, I'm like, look, I walk up to Capone and be like, any nigga you put on your 5-minute slot, I'm better than, right? And he'd be like,
woo!
Really? I used to say that. I was like, anybody on your 5-minute slot, I'm better than. So the next week I went,
games,
I bombed, right? Bombed.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
Right.
But then I kept coming back. I just coming back. Because this
one. Never quit, baby.
And I was like, shit. And I kept watching. And then something happened where I started killing. I don't know when it was, but I was like, I think it's when that place was on, when the Laugh Factory was on its way out and the T-Sack shit was starting to come in. Yeah. I was starting to get fly on those four little rooms because they had like four rooms.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
so this motherfucker.
You remember that Laugh Factory, like before it was a haunted house and then before it was like a porno spot.
Porno
right?
store.
It was everything.
Like
a porn spot. Yeah.
It was the
right
porno shop.
From the Port Authority.
Yep. Yep.
It was a shit show. But no, go ahead, tell him, bro.
So, because you brought this to my attention yesterday. So, this nigga performed, and he, like, killed. And then I just see him, like, I look at him, he's like, he start like biting his lips, his fucking eyes start quivering, and then he starts to cry. And I'm like, yeah. Are you crying over a That's fucking right. T-Sack spot? Like, who cares? Yeah.
That's
They just got tricked to be here and thinking that Tina Fey was going to be here.
And here's the point, though. But here's the point, bro. It was a full room.
I know. It was great.
It was a packed fucking room. And I finally was like, I'm from... South Jersey, Philly, yes, up right. in New York, murderer, nigga. It was too much. It was too much.
I ain't never cried.
We set our own goals, man.
Yo. Yeah. I ain't never cried, but
I never thought.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, I take that moment in, I breathe it in, and then you fucking breathe that shit out. You're like, all right, that was dope. Keep moving. Yeah. But, like, nah, I was in. Like, he let tears crying. Come to his eyes because you ain't a pussy.
Yo.
I think the only time I cried after a performance was probably like when I was 10 years old at a school play and I had to sing or something.
I remember cry after that.
Wait, you can sing?
I remember that. Shower shit I can sing.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think that's like even singing. That's just like vibe.
Well, Andre 3000 made a career of it. You know, he recorded his entire Love Below in the shower. That's what he says. That's like the rumor behind him. Mm hmm. Yeah,
oh,
he
shit,
came up with the
that.
Songs and he would like just sing them in the shower. And
Everybody
then, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, that's dope.
Well, congrats to Derek Gaines Tears. I love that. Man.
Yo, man.
Don't worry, Monroe. We're going to get there. We're going to get emotional or something.
It was so funny.
No, I never thought.
I'll tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why. Because there was niggas from my high school actually there. I saw one of my homies, Rich Mathis. I'll never forget. He had
Okay, I didn't know all of that.
No, one of my high school homies was there. He didn't say shit to me, but he saw me. He was like, oh, this is what this nigga did after high school.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, this motherfucker out here trying to, because he was, get the fuck. That was, I saw him go, get the fuck out of here. That's that nigga Derek Gaines, the boy that was dancing in the hallways and spinning on his head in high school. Get the fuck out of here.
who would ever think the nigga who's talented would never make something of himself? Like, get the fuck out of here. The motherfucker who got skills and he's doing something naturally, he made it.
That's happened to me. That's happened to me all the time. Like, it'll sprinkle throughout the year. Niggas in high school will come in the DMs or they'll find my father in Yonkers. Yeah. And then they'll tell me, like, my name, my government name, Norvell. So they'd be like, yo, look what Norvell's doing. Like, because they like to say that to be like, I know who he is.
Yo.
Like, I was like, what y'all call him? That's Norvell. And I'm like, my nigga, you know my name is Nori. They call me Nori in high school. They like to do that. They're like, that's how people, man. They always like to bring, like, oh, he you see with his little shows?
Niggas in Philly would pull up to like us in New York.
Yeah.
We be in New York.
Yeah.
Me and Roby doing stand like a doubleheader. Doubleheader means we doing both shows. Either I'm headlining, I'm hosting, he headlining, or he's hosting, I'm headlining.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And niggas would come from Philly, be like, I remember when y'all used to bomb.
It's just like, nigga, so?
It's like 10 years ago.
So? Yeah. That-
I'm that guy. I'm like, so and what?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, same.
Like, if you're not bombing, you're not building.
Yeah.
That's
Boom.
It.
Bam.
Yeah, they like to make sure, like, hey, don't get too proud, nigga. I know where you from. It's like,
but that makes them feel like comfortable. That, that's what that is. I realize that makes them feel comfortable.
Same.
And because if they feel comfortable saying it to them, then I'd be like, we on the same level. I can do what he can do. And it's like, you can't because you don't apply yourself.
Yeah.
You're not you're not taking the chances to do what we're doing.
Yeah.
You're not betting on yourself. Yeah.
They just transferring they hurt. It's just projection.
Yeah,
projection,
you just got to be able to just understand it and be like, okay, I get what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here. And then, you know, leave them niggas on red or scene.
Yeah, man. Ooh, I love that.
In the DMs. That's it. Leave them niggas on scene and just
on
keep
red.
Doing your thing, man.
Dude, the best new feature on Instagram is that you can see the request, you can read the message, and you can go,
nah. Delete.
I have blocked and deleted so many weird ass paragraphs about whatever the fuck. Yeah, I've been like, nah, okay.
Have y'all been getting those advertising ones? I keep getting
absolutely.
Like, yo, we want to throw ads for like $200. I'm like,
crazy.
I'm not broke there yet. Yeah. Is that even a thing?
I think it's a way for them to get your password or some shit.
Yeah, I think that's what
it
is. It
has to be spam. There's no way.
It is.
There's all these fine girls. Yeah. Just in the DMs, just like, hey, you know, for $300, and you just post this, like, that don't even sound
I think what it is that the company who they probably work for got flagged as a spam account. So now they're like, all right, well, if we target people who have somewhat of a following or verified and we post on their page, we can't get flagged and their account will get shut down if, you know, if they're spamming. And I think that's what
really
they're doing.
So is that's exactly how it goes? So it is spam.
I think that's how it is.
Absolutely spam, but they're trying to like figure out the loophole and be like, all right, we can still say our shit and get our thing out without jeopardizing our brand anymore.
Wow.
Because these niggas be offering buku money. They'd be like, 500 a post. I'm like, of course I'm going to say no, but I thought about it. Yeah. I'm like, what?
I think about it all the time because I'm like, this can't be real. I would never
have
do
the
it,
aggressive
so
ones?
Funny.
You ever have the aggressive ones that follow up and be like, hey, I'm just following up on my last email. Just wanted to know what you're thinking. I'm like, I thought you was a robot.
Yeah. I thought you was a whole robot.
Yeah.
I had like 3 follow-ups. Hey, man, you know, just waiting for your reply. If you ever want to like, no, nigga, no, get out of here. And I kind of want to and they start hitting the comments. You have that? I had them start hitting the comments.
Oh, when they get so chummy with you. Yep. They get chum with
get
you.
So chum. Hey, man, just hit your DMs, man. I just wanted to like work with some advertisers. Fuck out of here, bro. Hey,
I ignore them shit too, or I delete them.
Yeah.
I just delete, you have to delete the comment. Bro. Yeah. What was the process of working on that album like?
Yeah, I'm curious.
The process. Yeah. Okay.
I want to get in the mind of Nori Davis. I want to know. Because I've been to 3 of your specials, right? I think.
Oh, yeah. Y'all pulled up to You Guys Are Dope. I remember y'all was in the back.
Yeah. You Guys Are Dope. We went to the there. You Guys Are Dope. It was me, you, Javier, a couple other Janelle James, I think.
Funny.
I was in L.A. for the joint for Bounce, but I didn't go. We were hanging out right before
God, that was so bad.
The Bounce TV shit.
You didn't like the Bounce TV shit?
No, I did not like it because it was set up for you to fail, man. That was a money grab my manager wanted to do. He convinced me to do. But it's kind of hard when you have that type of network. They like you, and it's just like they're black. So it's just like, I'm not going to say no to them. But the way the production was set up, they had Michael Collier go first.
Yeah.
And he brought all his people. I didn't even know, like, you bring your people. And I didn't even have people in L.A.
Yeah. Oh,
so
shit.
So the magic behind that, I just remember he went first. He killed it. His people all into him. And then I go out there, and they just not giving me nothing. Like, it's a bringer show.
Because you have a suit and a hat on, nigga. You got to have the suit and the hat.
You got to have a suit,
the hat,
one-liners.
Hamburger.
You got to have the one-liners.
Hold on, I'm listening to that. Okay.
Had that New York swag. And they was just looking at me. And I just remember like, look, it's being recorded. Just perform. And they're going to sweeten that shit. So they sweetened it. Yeah. And it is what that is. I just remember, like, I'll never win again. I just definitely want to. I learned there you have to set yourself up to win.
Yeah.
Definitely set yourself up to win.
How do you set yourself up to win for our people who are listening to this podcast who may want to get into comedy or just are in comedy but don't know the process of being self-made?
Collect your mailing list, collect the followers, and get them hype on when you're going to perform, and definitely give them a little bit. And not all at once. And so when you're ready to do a special, then you like, yo, come out. I need you. It's free $3.99 and pull up. And then they're like, they're full support. So ever since then, that's what I did. Like, hey, let me just perform for the motherfuckers who fuck with me and love me. And then you get those natural, I'm happy to be here laughs instead of hitting up Samantha Black. Yeah. And you get like a studio, you get like in LA or anywhere, you get people that just like, I heard there's some shit, I got some tickets, whatever. And then now on your special, which I did there, you're convincing people you're funny. Yeah. This is my special. Like, I know I am. So why am I fighting you? Yeah. So got to avoid that. So no matter what you record, you set yourself up to win with like the people that fuck with, like your actual fans.
Yeah.
And then when you build a material, that's where you go ghost and you perform. Then you start convincing niggas, like, don't promote it. Just start bombing all over.
Yeah.
And I don't promote those. Don't promote those. So like so then you can see like, all right, I'm winning people over. So this bit is worth it. Instead of like, I don't know if you ever see a comic perform like in front of their fans, like they're gonna laugh at everything. So you don't even know, is this even funny, or is it just like they just sucking me off? whatever you say, blah blah blah. It's just like, man, I want to know if this shit really hit. Does it have substance? Yeah.
You know? I definitely agree with that. When I was running the shows at Fat Black, at one point I just stopped promoting the shows because I'm like, I'm working on something. I can't keep working on something and then trying to work on it in front of the people that I'm doing it for. I'm like, let me work on it in front of a bunch of foreigners, niggas who don't know me. Like, you came to the shows and you would see me just fucking mush through that shit. You like, gotta, all right, gotta I gotta figure it out. Because, like, when I was promoting it, people were coming, but now I felt like I had to, you gotta perform. You know what I mean? Like, you can't sit there and work on the shit. So now the show is the same as the last time they seen it. So I'm like, well, let me just take that hit. 10 niggas show up, 10 people who just were curious show up, and I work shit out for those 10 people versus going in with the same material.
Yeah, man.
Facts. Yeah.
That's all it is now. Like, when I did Minneapolis, it was maybe, I couldn't, because, you know, the House of Comedy's open in Minneapolis, so.
Yeah, Rick Bronson. That's the Rick Bronson spot, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I went there.
How was that, Derek?
It holds 415. It holds 415 people, but a maximum of 40 people could show up. So it's just like, damn, I'm playing to a 10% room, which is fine because of the circumstances. But let me tell you, those, 20 to 40 people were so hyped to be there because some nigga was just at the Mall of America. Like, I was like, oh, word. So it was actually good. I did every joke I wrote down in COVID. I was like, shit.
Good.
I get to do all this shit because it's brand new to everybody. And it was good. So I did like 6 hours. So it was
Oh, that's so fire, dog. Man, and I think that's a great way to set yourself up to win and even build, because now you have an audience that wants to be there versus pre-COVID where, like, you're a nigga really just performing in the mall.
Yeah.
And you had to be a name. But I think people are starving to get back to
all I had to be. It was beautiful. You know. All I had to be in Minnesota was black. And they was like, oh, we gone. They was like, oh, we gone. Because I was like one of the first black comics to go. Yeah. And then on top of that, pandemic made the whole anxiety of not selling out like go away, because you can't sell out.
Yeah.
All right, I'm like, I've played these empty rooms before, and it seems like if this is the mandate, then shit, I can be Eddie Murphy right now if I want to. I'm gonna be Eddie Murphy in front of 40 motherfuckers. Yeah.
That's good. I like that, because that makes the road much more attractive and pleasant. So it's like every show, you're like, all right, they want to be here.
They wanted to
be here. And I want to be here. So next thing you know, once you start your joke, the next thing you know is like, all right, good night. Like, damn, that was like 50 minutes, 60 minutes. Like, because we was in the Matrix together. You and the audience was vibing. That's great, man. That's good to hear. Because I had rough time there. Like, I think probably years ago, I performed the Rick Bronson spot. Yeah. Like it. Yeah. And they be having like the gun niggas be showing up, like,
and
people that don't care about Black Lives at all.
Yeah, I know, especially in the Arizona clubs, and I've heard stories. Yeah. But yeah, man, I lucked out and caught like the stars aligned, because everybody that was there was like, yo, that's the dude from blah blah blah. That's the dude. White families was there, wrapped up, masks on. My daughter saw you in King of Staten Island, and we had to come out and see you, man. So it was like, oh shit. I was like, all right. So, yeah,
there you go.
Out.
Congrats, bro. I love that. I love that, dog. Yeah,
so it worked out.
Let's get back to
this. So you was asking me the process. Yes, the process of the Zoom album. Yeah, man. So I was going through that shitty ass relationship, and I had nowhere to perform. They took the stages away from us. So I was thinking, like, all right, I gotta find a way to perform. And Zoom was the only way. I tried Twitch, and that's performing for people that they just type their laughs. They just go ha 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 or LOL. So you can't hear anything. So it's just a monologue. Same thing with IG Live. So I got a mic for my birthday, and then so that next weekend, Friday, I tried one Zoom show with the mic, and I just when I stood up and actually performed, it worked. It felt right. Like I heard laughs through my speakers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, let me see what's up. So I did my COVID material, things I was just thinking about. The next day, I did the comedy Trap House. And fans on my Instagram started to show up, started to really pull up and really enjoy. And this is the time where people were tired of, like, binge watching. It's like, yo, we need something. Let's do something. So they would pull up. I would just have the room at 21, and it would sell out. Like, I did, like, three shows on Friday and Saturday, and then the next weekend, 3 and 2. And then it would go down to like maybe 1 or 2 a day, a night. And so I started to feel that, like, all right, I'm developing bits. And I don't want to do these bits when we get out of quarantine.
Oh,
so
shit.
It's like, and then so much was going on. I wanted to, like, all right, this is like a, I want this to be a time capsule album, man.
Yeah.
It was a time capsule album. Like, because remember, Kobe died February. Like, that shit happened. Like, it felt like it didn't happen, but that shit really happened.
Yeah.
And so we forgot about it. So I just want to make sure we don't forget, like, yo, this is where we, look where we came from. And these are the jokes that I got for them, got for it. And being on the application Zoom, you can have each audience member individual laugh track. So even if you have somebody back there with a baby crying, you can take out that track. And then you still have a whole bunch of like 20 audience members laughing. And they all have different digital laughs. Like, that shit sounded cool to me.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm like, wow, this is a staple in our time. Like, this is something where comics adapted to. Like, stand-up comedians, we adapted to this form, and this should not be forgotten, man. We did this shit.
So you were like water.
Be like water.
Like water, baby.
Like water.
Just adapt, man. I think finally found a way how we can bring stand-up online. Because I never been like, you know, IG comics, I love them, like, but I'm not like the sketches and memes and stuff like that. That's not me. Like, I just love performing, bro. Like, just standing up on stage.
Absolutely.
Figuring out some bits. Figuring out this thesis paper. We're trying to, like, take people through a ride with no fucking instrument. Our only instrument is the audience.
Yeah.
So we want to, you know, we're all fans of that. We want to keep it going. So it worked. So I was just like, all right, let me put this album together. And May 15th, we recorded. And that was right after, a week after Floyd died. And then right before the uprising in New York. So it just hit that sweet window. Because after that uprising happened in New York, like, nothing was funny after that. Like, shit was blowing up everywhere. NYPD cars was on fire. Like, the uprising was pulling up. And then Breonna Taylor. Like, a lot of shit was going on.
Yeah.
It was a lot. It was like a time where stand-up, like, all right, let's take, nothing's really funny right now. This shit's hurt. So it came together, Blondie Medicine. I did my other albums. And the engineer was a genius. He really put together those two shows, the 7 o'clock show and 9 o'clock show together. Mostly the 7 o'clock, because I know if you guys, you know, Derek, you record too, where the first show is like, you get your jokes out, then the 9 o'clock is like, all the hood niggas pull up. So it's just like, you say one joke, it's just like, yo, oh shit, nigga. So you can't even, you really can't even hear the joke.
Let him get his raps off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was mostly the 7 o'clock show, and like, we got some hype from the 9 in there. And, It came out the way it came out. I'm proud of it, man.
Dope. And shout out to the Richard Pryor-esque picture.
Yeah, that shit was dope. You, I was like, this mother. Even the font, the font. It was all computerized. I'm like,
God.
And then you listen to it, it's like, FMWJ. It walks you through the fucking steps of signing up to Zoom. And I'm like, God damn it, this motherfucker creative, yo. I was like, because you're an artsy dude, like. No, you are, though.
I shook my head. I was like, damn, that's dope.
But that's something I learned about you, like, like, during this whole process, like, just getting to know you, that you're artsy. Like, you did a lot of your stuff. You designed a lot of your stuff, like, your website stuff. I remember I asked you before, and you was like, my homie did it. And I went on your website. I was like, nigga, you did this shit. I was like, I was like, you did this. Don't fucking lie to me. You artsy, nigga. Don't hide that shit. Yeah. And I like that. I like when I see people bring, because this is an art. Like, as much as people want to say it's not, like, people shit on it when they be like, it ain't art. We're comics. It's like, nah, it's an art. It just depends on what you do with it.
But I see you.
I see Derek. I see myself, and we're artsy outside of comedy. And and I like when I see people bring it into it. They find ways to express themselves. Mm-hmm. And make a complete project. You know what I mean?
Thank you, bro. Yeah, I agree, man. I always been an art head. Like, I came from artistic background, like Pratt Institute and Delaware. But I wasn't good at graphic design at all. But I just knew, I just had vision. I just didn't know how to execute it. Or execute it well in class. So I'm able, definitely to bring my artistic side to it of like drawing sketches of the album cover. And I have to give a shout out to Marcus Russell Price. Like, that was his vision of like, yo, you gotta do this Pryor thing. I was like, really, dog? He's like, nah, my nigga, this is you. This is it. You gotta do this. Yeah. So he put that together.
For Marcus.
Frank Miller Williams, he did the album cover, just the same one for Two Woke. It really came together. Like, again, I just sketched out the album cover, and he was just like, "Got it done." And he killed that. And and then you know the rest is just a rollout. I've just been trying to like try to promote it on IG and Twitter as much as I can, and as much as stand up can reach. And then you know we just keep going to the next one, baby. Like we are.
Well, I saw the using the paper right for it.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. New York Times got NPR. Need no apologies. Jeez. You know what I'm saying?
No need for apologies.
Complex. Complex looked out for it. Vice did
that. SWAT. That's
and
why.
Just did the thing with Vulture. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens with that. So yeah, it's getting good press, man. And I feel like I told y'all niggas, man. Like, and Derek did it, and Monroe, y'all did it too. Like at the studio, man. I'm like, niggas can do it, man. Yeah. Niggas can get on.
No,
Zoom,
I never
like
did
I said,
the studio thing. It's just not like I never did the Marcus Russell thing. He asked me, but I was nah.
It's actually not that bad.
I know it ain't that bad, but at that point, I was just like, because I already did Zoom shows, and I'm just like, nah, I'll sit on it. I'll just pass on this one. But I like the outside, he doesn't like the outside shows, and I like the outside shows because I'm like,
cool.
It's just I gotta adapt, and if yelling in the park is what we have to do for a couple of months, I'm gonna just be that crazy nigga with ball shorts on, just yelling at people.
I feel like in August I'm gonna come back and just mold right with it with you, brother. And I hope with this, like I said, winter coming, nigga, pull up.
Yeah.
Just you got that mic, pull it to you, like just find a place in your apartment, and then just like as long as you stand up. That's the thing that helped me. You standing up and actually performing. And then, like I told Derek, like, just pace yourself. Just say the joke and just let it hit those people, then come back to you. Man. And then you'll be good. Like, it's just a little bit of an adjustment. Like I tell people, I felt like when I did the album and the Zoom shows, I felt like if Ray Charles performed stand up. Because you really can't see. You can't see them at all. Because if I look at the screen, they're going to see me looking like this, and there's not going to be any eye contact. So, I had to perform directly into camera.
Yeah.
And I would just listen for the timing, for the laughs.
Well, goddamn,
man. Man.
So, it was that type of adjustment.
Where can people follow you?
Yes, sir. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Nori Davis. And definitely hit up Nori Davis Live from the Comedy Trap House on all streaming platforms, Pandora. My Android niggas hit up that Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, even YouTube is on there. Give it a listen. And man, that shit's out there. Definitely give it a listen and share it. Get some laughs. And then keep living your life. Keep protesting. Keep
what was the
yourself.
Process? What was all right? I'll ask that question after we finish these plugs. Y'all know where to find me. MonroeMartinComedy.com is where you can see my stand-up clips. You can see other podcasts that I'm working on with my homies, like the 6 Foot Nothing Show and the Roe Show and all that other good stuff. Monroe Martin III on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, but mainly just Instagram. Facebook is just there. D Gaines?
At The Grape on Instagram. If you got a shot, keep watching The Last OG. I think the reruns is on. And watch that King of Staten Island movie because it's still funny.
Mm-hmm.
Still funny, funny flick. That's it. I always have something brewing.
Man.
Something doing something, but yeah, for the most part, that stuff.
What made you put the album on YouTube if it's already available on other platforms?
Oh, well, the label does that. The label puts it on YouTube.
Oh.
So it can get the clicks and the advertising. So just the audio. Yeah, just in case people don't, because every other platform you have to have a subscription. So
yeah, my shit on YouTube.
It's just for people.
Your shit on YouTube too, and you don't push it.
Yeah,
I push as much as I can.
I didn't know that shit.
So it's like Orchard. It's through the label, and they have a channel on YouTube. So if people can't access none of the subscription paywall, they can just go on YouTube to it.
They go to 3, 6, and 10. And they go to their Trinitron. YouTube is Trinitron. And you go in there and watch it 3, 6, and 10. So, yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube basic cable, nigga.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It is. It is straight antenna cable.
Yep. It's
like, you got two, 4, 5, 7, 9.
It's like, yo, all right, I can't see 11, the movie I want, so I'm gonna just watch somebody record the movie and fucking switch up the audio. Yep. That's what they do. Yep. Yeah. You know how many movies I've watched?
They took the pitch down a little bit. Yeah.
Yep. So the algorithm don't catch it. Yeah. Same. Mm-hmm. I watched Patrice's special on there, even though it's on Netflix now, and I'm still on YouTube watching it because his voice sounds better, higher pitched.
Is that the one?
Elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room.
Yeah. Classic. Somebody brought his voice up, so he's speaking. His pitch is higher and it's a little faster. And I'm like, yeah, get that shit.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Damn.
Hell yeah, I love that shit, man.
Dope.
We are just nerds for it, man. We so much nerds. We actually do it.
Yeah. Let's get into this segment.
We got a new segment. You were here for the segment.
Let's do it,
ladies and gentlemen. A new segment here at No Need for Apologies. Advice from Fuckboy Ground Zero. Dylan, hit it! Hey, pretty ladies, come get advice from the Fuckboy. Derek Gaines, Fuckboy Ground Zero. It's the Fuckboy.
Can you see it, Nori?
Yes.
Yes. Today, Dylan.
I love Derek's songs.
Did the girl. Do we have a lady that left a message?
Yes, we do.
Let me hear this goofy message that this young woman from wherever the fuck left it.
So I went to Mexico in March. Like, I know I wasn't supposed to, but I did. And when I came back,
I like how she's like, I fucked up. Big,
kind of like a lump on his dick.
And a lump on
like,
his dick?
How I shaved off a pimple or a wart, and I was infected. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, that looks sus, but okay, sure. So we like go on with our lives, and suddenly I start getting like really sick, and I'm like, I'm getting a rash head to toe. God, I'm getting all these like crazy symptoms, like my throat is really sore, whole bunch of junk. And so I go get tested, and they're like, you have syphilis.
Damn.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this just happened. I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, yeah, you've had it for at least a couple of months.
Yeah.
And so obviously I'm like, oh, so that lump on your dick was syphilis.
Well.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
What advice does she need?
I mean,
what advice does she need?
She wants to know.
A really good story.
I don't think she needs to know if he's a fuckboy because it's obvious, but I'm going to let the pro fuckboy, our resident fuckboy, give him weigh in on this.
Yes, hit it.
For one, you shouldn't have been in Mexico. This is why all this happened. All right? That's the first thing. So, you being aware of something on your boyfriend's peen and then you didn't act on it. That sets you up for all kinds of mystery. So if you go on with your life, and go on with your life means fucking, we understand. And you find yourself in a situation where you did get fucked over. It's a fuckboy move, ladies and gentlemen. And miss, I would like to say, next time you see a lump on a dick, you might want to go ahead and think about that a little further.
Yeah, not all frogs need to be kissed, nigga. But leave alone. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I think you have to definitely turn those lights on and look at that dick. Look at the dick.
Make sure the tool doesn't have any chips or kinks in it, or it has a strip thing. You know, you try to get the thing, and it got the strip thing, and it strips it. Girl, you have to be more discernment is the word.
Yes,
we need today at the advice from Fuckboy Ground Zero. Mm-hmm, this woman needs more discernment. See?
More discernment.
D-I-S-cernment. D-I-S-cernment. That's what it was. Thank you for calling in. This has been another advice from Fuckboy Ground Zero. I'm Derek Gaines.
What advice would you give her, like, moving forward,
Moving forward, okay. Yeah, after you healed up.
Because
syphilis was a pill, right? It's a pill?
I never had it, but I
think syphilis is not,
never
that's
had
not
it either,
life.
But yes.
It's a,
yeah, she just needs a pill.
You can get rid of it.
Okay, so look, miss, you lucked out.
Yes.
You got some, you didn't crap out. Yeah. You know, you just got a shitty hand.
Yeah.
So next time you go at this, you know, maybe ask a nigga.
Yeah.
Have you been checked lately? Maybe ask a nigga.
But Dylan didn't play the second part.
Oh, wait.
The second part, there is a second part, and the second part is that he blamed her.
Oh, shit.
And that's the fuckboy move. Yeah.
That's the fuckboy part.
Damn, why he didn't
play
that part?
Yeah.
You got that part?
Hold on.
Yeah, the whole clip, she says so, and then it goes on, and she's like, so then I get checked out.
That's Yeah, that's the part that we need.
Well, she definitely sucking his dick. And
yo, how you suck a dick with a bump on it?
She went yo. In.
So like that's she went in. He was like, wait a minute. Yeah, what the hell is this on here? This wasn't here before.
You didn't taste the syphilis?
Like, you didn't taste it?
Yeah.
It wasn't something different? Then you mixed this wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you mixed
it like in the moment. So he's like, nah, baby, that's nothing. Go ahead. Hurry up. Like,
that ain't shit. You know? That's just,
but yeah. She said it looked like a hole. He said he shaved her a pimple. That's a visual raspberry on a dick.
Yeah.
That's a raspberry.
Yeah. Do you need it? Because I have it right here.
You didn't send it to me, so yeah.
Who sent it to you? If how'd you get it? If I didn't send it to you,
I have it in. I'll play it literally right now.
I literally just pulled it out of our group chat.
All
right,
so
Derek, what is this?
Go to the very end. Does it
Derek,
say?
What
it?
Is this? Look at this. Me and this nigga. Look how far I got to scroll up. Ready? Me and this fucking.
Y'all be talking. Ending. Y'all
go
be
to
working.
The ending. Go to the ending.
Look at this. Ready? Bro. What is that?
Go to
that
the ending.
Says Thursday. That says Tuesday, 11:47.
All right, go to the ending. Let me see.
Play it. Also, remember, Ro did edit this part.
Okay.
He edited this video.
My man, yo, your engineer is not, he's like, look, that ain't my fault. Fuck y'all niggas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did it stop?
Yeah, I did my job.
Did it stop, Ro? Or who what happened? What happened? Ro, please, come on, Ro. Yeah. Ro, please, come on, Ro. Please, don't, come on.
Bro, he's
tell
tired.
Me, what happened there? Dude, who fucked up? Did you send me the right video?
Oh,
it's getting
wilding
out right now. He getting wilding out on you right now.
All right.
And they're like, yeah, you've had it for at least a couple of months. And so, obviously, I'm like, oh, so that lump on your dick was syphilis.
All right, so that was my fault.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Well, that was my fault.
Oh, Dylan is having his day in the sun.
Uh-huh.
Boy, you better dance in that sun, nigga. Hold on, I'll give you a
get, go ahead,
get Dylan. Dylan,
put
get
the camera on you, Dylan.
Dylan, get us on you.
Hey,
you feeling good?
Hey.
You feeling anyway?
Well, it's wrong.
Well, the last part of it.
Explain the last part, and then we can do
so
the advice
last here. Part of it. She said that she confronted him on it, and that he was like, "Well, you gave it to me.
That,
I didn't give it to you.
But
what did you do in Mexico?"
That right
classic
there,
Trump.
It, not necessarily. It's fuck boy,
yeah.
But it's more so sociopath. Like it's like
yeah.
It was clearly had something on it.
Yeah.
Put it in that girl.
Uh-huh.
And was like, nah,
yeah.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, because that's beyond fuckboy.
That's beyond
yeah,
fuckboy.
Yeah, that's some American
that's
psycho
diabolical
shit.
Diabolical shit.
Yeah. Derek, man, you know, that's that fuckboy manipulation. You know what
fuck
I'm saying?
Yeah. Manipulation.
Manipulating the insecure. Like, oh, no, she not.
And then he lied.
Yeah.
To okay, you lying as fuckboy, but it clearly having a raspberry on your dick and still trying to go forward, that's
yeah.
Some other shit.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that baby girl, man.
Discernment.
Yeah, that's
discernment and stop fucking with weird niggas.
That's somebody's daughter. See, this is why I want kids, but I'm like, shit.
That's somebody's kid.
Yeah, that's somebody's kid
that's
out
somebody
here.
Goddamn kid.
Sucking syphilis.
Sucking on syphilis, bro.
After a while, you just gotta let them go, man, bro. It's all right.
I know, but
they
I,
become
like,
adults, you gotta let them go.
You're but you up. Kiss your kid,
you
like, hey, but now, like, what age do you stop kissing your kid? Where you be like, I know what you out there doing.
Yeah, man. So, yes, Miss Lady, please, before you go ahead and suck on another peen, just check it for syphilis.
Remember those stickers they used to give us in elementary school with the green face and it had the tongue out, like, don't eat this? And they
yeah.
Used to, like, they need that.
Yes.
They need to bring that back.
Yeah, man.
I remember that.
Can't be eating dicks like you want streets
like,
of rage. Like
it looked like Krang.
Yeah.
Like a green Krang or some
yeah.
Shit. I remember that.
Just scooping up food. This ain't
oh,
streets
man.
Of rage.
Dude.
You can't just eat dick off the street.
Well, we wish you a speedy recovery. We
yeah.
Hope that you have all your shots
and you
all
broke
the
up
things.
With the motherfucker.
And you broke up with him and you didn't give him another shot. You didn't be like, all right, well, I cured it, but don't do it again because niggas are going to do it again.
That's what Monroe just did. He did it first time,
yeah.
Shame on him. But the second time, that's shame on your syphilis sucking ass right
yeah.
There. That's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be doing stuff like that. Discernment. That has been another segment of advice from Fuckboy Ground Zero. I'm Derek Haynes.
Let's get back into the show.
I love it.
Yo, do you...
Did you want to do thoughts from a high person or like stories from?
No, we only need one segment.
Only one
episode.
Segment. Okay, that's right. I wrote a lot of segments. I feel good.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah,
I've been
that's
reading
great.
It. You up with the news, yo? You up with the news?
Yes,
Lauren?
Sir. Yeah, I'm up with it. Sadly, and so I'm depressed. Yeah.
So what are you? Did you know? Do you know about these people who have been receiving like these mystery seeds from China? And like
whoa.
the government is like, yo, don't plant that shit. We don't know what the fuck it is. We don't know what
mystery
it contains.
Mystery seeds.
Mystery seeds. People have been getting in Louisiana and like Connecticut and other parts of the country. It's been at least 150 cases where people have just ordered some jewelry and then they just got like a bag of seeds back that says from China.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's the new anthrax.
It's weird. That's what I'm thinking. But Nori went out.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, he put the video on there for me to see it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's my
yeah,
engineer
Dylan.
Fire, man. Dylan Fire. Thank you, Dylan.
Dylan's fire. My nigga. Dylan, all you got to do is tease a nigga.
All you do is tease him.
That's it.
Bully him, huh? You just had to bully him a little bit. Now he's on his job.
But when he get on his job and do right, that's when he come out with the all loop. Motherfuck, see that?
Yeah.
Dylan get all code switch on. You get black. He got a velour sweatsuit. Dylan came in here with a velour sweatsuit one time talking about, I'm just fucking around.
He's like, what's up, my G? He's like, what? Nigga, you Turkish, apparently.
I'm Venezuelan. What do you mean?
That's right, my guy. That's right. You called him Turkish?
So, yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hold on. Go on.
Okay, I'm listening to her.
No, I never heard of that story. If you want to bust it down for me of getting these mystery seeds, seeds in the mail, why are you even questioning it, what it is, or even opening it? I mean, isn't that the same as anthrax? Like, call somebody.
And some people have, like, people have reported it, and they're like, yeah, I got them some weird seeds, too. What? But some people have planted them because they're like, let's see what it is. And they deserve whatever happens. They're just like this syphilis girl. I was like, you see some sus shit, but you still decide to follow through.
She said it was sus.
Yeah, man.
She said sus in the message.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. You send some seeds to this house, man, quarantine. So you can't keep playing video games. Like, yeah, I'll plant some shit. Fuck it.
Sus. The word
let's see what,
of the day
let's
is
see what grows
sus.
Out of this.
Yeah, I kind of want to just keep following that story because I want to know what it ends up being because, like you brought up the anthrax thing. I remember being in high school because anthrax happened, like, after 9/11, right?
Mm-hmm.
The anthrax scares were, like... It was still 2001.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was post 9/11. And I remember just people, like, some people would just fuck with other people and send, like, white shit to people's houses. Like, I remember being in school and people would, like, play jokes on each other, like, put some, like, sugar in a bag and leave it in somebody's locker. But
man.
I want to see what this shit turns out to be.
Man.
Like, because baby China is like, because they're thinking that it could be, they don't know if the seeds contain some sort of disease that if you plant it, it'll like kill crops and animals and all that shit. So they're not sure what the fucking happened. But if China.
So they're just saying people got the seeds. They're not saying like they grew them and what
no,
the
some
result
people,
was.
Yeah, they don't know what the result is yet.
So I'm reading this one article that says it is something called a brushing scheme. Basically, the idea is people in other countries will send like basically products that have zero value, like pennies, whatever, and send it to other addresses that are real and then make fake accounts and post reviews so they their business looks better and more complete.
Sheesh. I read that too. They said that's one of the article I sent you. Yeah, they said that there's one that could be one of the outcomes. They said it can be a bunch of outcomes, but one of the outcomes is brushing. Another outcome could be because a lot of these seeds that they are water lilies.
Mm-hmm.
They're water lily seeds, but they're like, don't fucking plant them because we don't know what they contain.
Water lilies.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the...
It's all a scam, boys.
It's all a fucking scam, but I need to keep up.
What's real?
Fucking... Yeah.
My thought is, who gets a random package and thinks, oh, I'm going to plant this?
Yeah, that's strange. Probably some...
Niggas bored in quarantine.
They know exactly who they sending this shit to. They probably, like, looked up the person on, like, YouTube or, like, their Facebook or whatever, and it was like, nah, they look dumb enough to plant this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Would y'all plant it? Would you plant it, Mumbra?
I don't plant shit now.
I wouldn't even open it. I'd be like, babe, what you order? You order this shit? She'd be like, nope. I'd be like, all right, throw that shit in the trash.
Throw that shit in the trash, bro. Fuck these seeds.
Yeah. I can't
grow weed with this shit.
Yeah.
Can't grow no weed. Anyway, sorry.
Also, there's another article that
I
read this morning.
You
read it? Yeah.
That do-it-yourself corona shit. That was...
So a team of scientists at, I think it was like the Harvard Medical Center, they released the steps and the ingredients for a non-FDA approved COVID vaccine. Mm. And they're like, here are the things that you need to do. If anybody who knows anything about science can do it, or they were like a grad student, an undergrad student with privileges, or not privileges, but access to a laboratory can make it. And you got it, it's a nasal spray, and you have to spray it in your nose.
Wow.
Yeah. That's but crazy. They're yeah. like, look.
No. So
it's not aloe and
yeah,
alcohol?
No. It's,
I thought it'd be aloe, alcohol, and what else?
It's
vitamin C.
Epitope peptide or whatever. Damn. Chitosan, however you say it, chitosan.
You're trying to make it, bro.
I'm trying. Chitosan? Did I say it right?
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Nick.
Chitlins.
It's sodium.
Chitlins? What if it was chitlins?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a bunch of shit that I never came across. But they're like, hey, anybody can get access to it. And I'm like, what? Really? You think niggas in the hood got
bro,
access
where
do
you
to...
finding these stories from, man? I
subscribe
to... like useless web. And you're like, yeah, this is all real.
I would like to say this is a call out to all the meth makers out there.
Make that shit, nigga.
Make something that's going to benefit. Stop making glass and save some asses, all right?
Yes.
If you go ahead and put, what was it, triamcinolone acetone?
Nigga, I was reading that shit. I was like, what?
And to be honest, triamcinolone acetonide is...
Epitope, pipitapite.
Is eczema cream. Yeah. So, yeah, that's all that is. Triamcinolone is just
hilarious.
Eczema cream.
Yo,
but, yeah, no. So I like just like Apple. You don't understand how much free shit Apple gives you, yo. Like Apple, they have their little news app. And like there's shit that they force you to read that just keeps popping up into Trump shit. But if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can just see like wacky
all
news
the bottom feeder
shit.
All that lobster news.
Oh,
like, okay.
Apple got iTunes University. That shit is free.
Oh,
you can
okay.
like take college courses on your iPad and iPhone for absolutely free.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard about that. But my news is Twitter. I just look on Twitter. That's my news.
I try
Whatever
to do
is.
The Twitter news shit, but then I get caught up in like people's responses, and I'm like, see, now I'm distracted.
Oh, nope. No, man. Nah, man, you just got to look at the memes that they make and then keep it going.
Yeah.
But, just seeing what the trendy topic is and then seeing what people are talking about.
Yeah.
And then the rest is just like all protests and stuff, those videos and niggas out there in the front lines.
Yeah,
but yeah, I never heard any of those seats. Like, I guess, yeah, exactly. That's on that Apple News. Thing. I never look at that. I should look at that. I'll scroll because I do get the notification like Trump doing some shit, or I get the highlight of coronavirus. Like we hit 150, my nigga. I'm out here killing y'all.
Oh yeah, 150,000.
Coronavirus is clout chasing. Fuck
yeah. They do it for clout.
Straight clout.
It's a Migos song.
So here's another one, and this one right. I know you definitely haven't came across that shit. So Australia had an influx of people trying to bring sex dolls that look like little kids across the border, like into Australia. Like they're and they said at the beginning of 2020 they caught 31 people. They had to confiscate 31 sex dolls that look like
children.
Kids. Because it as of like 2000 and like I guess it was like 2019 that now a sex doll that looks like a kid is a crime.
It has to.
Yeah, it's child abuse at this point. So
yes.
I didn't even know, like, Australia don't got no guns, but they got pedophiles,
They got
blow-up dolls.
Man, pedophiles are everywhere. But what do those people do? All right, let me play devil's advocate.
Okay, go ahead.
What do they do with that sickness? They have the doll, right, but they're not actually getting kids, right? Or is it exercising that perversion? Like, what do we do to help them? Because that's kind of like such a sickness of like, I'm attracted to niggas that are like 11 and
all
eight.
Right.
That and it's like, all right, I got a doll that will help me, but that's still inappropriate. So what is, I mean, that's a solution.
Yeah.
A doll. As long as they ain't going for my fucking daughter.
Yeah.
Right? Or anybody's child.
I get that.
But what's the solution for them? Because that's in the trash.
Do you remember
that
case that I think it was like years ago? I think it was like 2015, and there was a high school kid who told his therapist that he was attracted to underage, like younger kids, and he got in trouble for it. And he was like, "I've never acted on it or anything like that. I'm just like I have this attraction," and like I think he got like. I don't know if he got arrested, but he definitely got all the scrutiny that comes with that shit.
And all right. Once that comes, man, they just gonna keep hiding, and then they're gonna get into that sex trafficking. Like, we have to figure out some type of healing. Some type of healing.
That's crazy that you say that, Norm, because all right, so they try to get the sickness out on this kid doll.
Yeah.
So that could help. I see what you're saying, but I feel like that's only going to end up in some kind of parade for these motherfuckers that want to be
like
they're going to try to normalize it. It's like, how do you fight that? I'd rather them fuck a doll than the world go on fire, because if they start trying to normalize pedophilia, I'm going to blow up all the Arby's. I'm setting shit on fire. I'm blowing up everything.
You got to blow up a lot. I'm blowing up shit, brother.
I will help. I will help motherfuckers blow up shit if they try to normalize pedophilia. So I'm like, I'm with you on that, Nori. Maybe
really think about it, though, pedophilia been normalized, especially if you get into like Greek mythology
and all that shit.
It's something that's been in the
Christianity Christianity. Like,
Catholicism.
Man, sell my daughter to get this. Like, kings would, you know, have other people marry their daughters so they can just have their land. Like, they were just like pimping out their own children. It's been crazy.
Absolutely. So Color Purple, when Mr. married Whoopi, Whoopi was underage.
Yeah.
Exactly. So this patriarchy shit been going on. This pedophile shit been going on for
like
the beginning of time.
He going to the bathroom on me.
Mm-hmm. But I understand I understand what you say of what do you do with the sick.
Yeah,
what was the story?
The story.
So they caught the dolls and then they got arrested?
They never really expanded on is it expanded or expounded?
Expounded
on what they are doing. They more so touched on the fact that it's been a rise in the sex trafficking dolls. They call it, like, I'm saying sex trafficking dolls because I don't know what else to say. It's a child. A sex doll is a grown-ass thing.
Yeah.
Trafficking doll is, you're smuggling that shit illegally.
Yeah.
What?
They've been
actually sex trafficking, like, actual girls. That's how I remember. I used to try like a rather joke about it, like, it's so bad, like, there's traffic, you know, and like I would get a laugh and then it would be like, I never knew how to get off that set.
I don't know, they gotta start cutting dicks off or something. Bring eunuchs back.
Yeah,
well, bro, it's illegal to own the child. I'm reading here, it's illegal to own them in Australia, so apparently it's a tier 2 goods crime, which is 10 years fines up to $500,000.
God damn. Hell yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Fucking kids.
Good.
No fucking kids.
All right, so you get arrested and you get a fine. Okay, I'm with that.
But 10 years.
Now you got that nigga in jail and then he gets out and he's right back at it. But I guess they just have to go to jail.
Up to 10 years.
Up to 10 years.
Up to 10 years.
And $525,000 bail, with 10 years and $500,000 don't seem equal to me.
Unless they're Trump and they can get out and just run, you know. Trump was on that Epstein Island. I know that nigga was on there fucking games. So it's like, it depends on your politics, man.
Yeah. Everybody was on that shit, man. Remember that joke? You have a joke. You're talking about your sex trafficking joke. I have a bit where I'm like, people know. Like, we excuse the people who are like, I had no idea what was going on. It's like, niggas know when underage girls are around. It's just in the air. It smells different. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you just didn't ask no questions. You ain't like, yo, who the fuck is this little girl with these light up shoes, yo? Who is she? Is she somebody's daughter? Whose daughter in Florida bag is that? Yeah.
Seen those videos, R. Kelly just hanging out at McDonald's, like, nigga, chill.
It was crazy.
People like that can hide in plain sight because they abuse the love that people have for them.
You know what I mean?
And Epstein did the same thing. It's like, I watched that documentary. He was a worthless dude, but the thing he had some sort of charm, and he had a good scheme that got him money, which got him power, and people like being around powerful people. So they'll ignore all this shit. They'll be like, I'll let you fuck them little girls, whatever, but can I ride your plane?
It was all about manipulation, man. Yeah. And definitely getting girls that have no other answers.
Yeah.
And when you play off of people's insecurities, their insecurities and their pain. Yep. Same thing with the police, same thing with the army, you know. Yep. The more poor you are, the more you don't have any type of upbringing there, that can help you. Yeah. Like I look at you, Monroe, man. Like, I know your backstory. Like it's like, it's so beautiful to see, like, your performance stand up. You mm-hmm. love yourself. You're doing it. Like, there's so many people that are coming from adoptions. Like, that's where they recruit.
Yeah,
they recruit those people, like, and the army's like, I'm your daddy, I'm your mom, and they're like, word, you are.
Oh, dude, I almost got sucked into that.
Huh?
I almost got sucked into that whole army thing. I remember being. I'm not gonna name the program.
Okay.
But
they fuck that. They need to stop that because I feel like they changed.
I feel like they changed, and I have friends that I've met there. Like, that's how I know Stephanie.
Okay,
like, that's how I got like actual friends that I've like made at that place. But I remember telling people my goals, and they going, "Nah, you got to join the army," and then they have people come in and try to shine the army up, and I'm like, I don't even know myself yet, and you already want to put me in a situation where I got to fucking learn how to kill? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I literally just left. I'm like, my mom's on drugs. I'm bouncing around home to home, but your solution is get this nigga a gun and let him fight for our country. I'm like, how is that not
wild
manipulation?
Wild.
Exactly. Yeah. So you see, remember the documentary with the girls where they're like, I ain't got nothing. And this guy's saying, oh, wow, I can work in Africa and I'm going to be like this lawyer. And then they make a hard right. Go in this room and suck this nigga's dick. It's like, wait, whoa, what?
You be like, but Africa right there. They be like, yeah, Africa be there when you done with this dick. Yeah.
when you done with this old nigga.
Yeah, and you got to get like, the boarding pass. You got to go suck yourself, get that boarding pass before you can go.
Go ahead. No, just like turn right into it.
Yeah.
You remember that episode of Simpsons when they were saying join the Navy backwards? They were singing that that's right. Some boy band was going from school to school, and they were singing this hit, something, but they were saying join the Navy backwards, and then Lisa picked up on it.
Yeah.
So they was like, they was tricking us the whole, like, The Simpsons is on some other shit, because they like made it like NSYNC was this boy band, but the boy band wound up working for the Navy, so they was telling everybody else to join the Navy through music. It was pretty wild.
I mean, they're like...
Or Jordan Marines or whatever it was, but it was wild.
Dude, like, I know somebody, like, I can't, I'm not going to say their name, but I know somebody who confided in me and was like, yo, because I was, like, so happy. I'm like, yo, you was in the fucking army. That's dope, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, how was it? And she was like, oh, it sucked. And I'm like, how? And she was like, so much sexual assault. Like, you're not protected over there. It's just like, you're like, what am I fighting for if this is what I'm coming home to or this is what I got to deal with? And I'm like, damn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Women getting abused, not being protected by their own country. Yeah. Same thing for black people joining the army, thinking they can get away from racists and then being used to fight and then still coming back to being killed on the streets.
That was what Mudbound, remember that movie Mudbound?
That shit
made me sad because I'm like, this movie. Dude literally went to fight for this country and came back and it's like, you, this is how you treat the nigga?
And he was fucking a bad Italian chick.
Yeah. He had the life,
He was over
there. I feel like there's two different types of like people that join, or even police officers. Like, my father's a cop. Like, there's the actual people that are like, hey, I could be a part of this gang or organization and try to make it as good as I can.
Yeah.
Like, my dad used to tell me stories how he'll see somebody black and he's like, look, man, just go this way. You don't have to deal with this. Like, they'll get somewhere, like, he'll go through a drug raid and he'll see somebody's son who's black. Like, yo, get out of here. Like, he'll tell him to get out of here real quick so they don't get caught. Yeah. And then there's the others who are like, look, if you can't join them, beat them. If you can't beat them, join them, excuse me.
Yeah.
And they are like full-blown thinking they're going to get the same privilege that the white cops get. But they, and that's the other problem. So that's why it's so confusing to me, see, when you see black and minority cops who are like so pro-cop and so pepper spraying and having the gear. It's like, because they have their pain. They're transitioning their pain into their position. Absolutely. It's so blatantly. It's hard, man. And it's things I don't even know how to make funny. It's just like,
no, absolutely.
That's just what I've been, that's what I've just been seeing dealing over vacation, just like all those stories and everything's going on. And I think I tip my hat to you, Monroe, because they definitely prey on people like you and us that just don't have anybody and just want to like feel belonged.
Yeah.
And the army and the cops are like, we right here, nigga. Yeah. Just, you know, make sure you listen to us.
I think what works for me, though, is my stubbornness. Like, as much as, because I'm stubborn to shit, but I'm stubborn to a point where it works for me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Where I'm like, nah, I ain't doing that shit. That's corny. And it'll cause a disruption. But when I do what I do, I'm like, yeah, it worked out for me. And that was what comedy was, because I remember going, I don't know what I want to do in life, but that's not it. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem promising. I'm fine. And they're like, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're being defiant. I'm like, well, whatever. That's fine. I'll be defiant. I'll figure it out. And I get, oh, I'm so proud of you. Can you come do stand up for this organization? Blah, 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 blah. I was like, what happened to being in the army?
Defiant.
What happened to being defiant?
Defiant? That's terrible. Yo, we got right. I got to pee, bro. I drank all this
shit. I think mine was just being selfish. I can't be a part of a gang and they're like, yo, that nigga fucking talk shit about us. I mean, not me.
Yeah.
But what's the problem? Like, can we talk about it? Nah, nigga, we gotta set it off. Yeah, all right, well look, I'm gonna go home.
I'm gonna go ahead and be in the house. Yeah. Y'all niggas.
Ain't do nothing to me. But you part of us. I mean, I'm part of me.
Yeah.
I'm me.
Damn, man, I wish we could go ahead and go to the bathroom. I'm going to keep talking to Nora because this is a good conversation. Because you're absolutely right. What we have is individualism. Like, we can separate ourselves from the masses and be fine with that, where some people don't have that. We have that because we have the thing that brought us to comedy. Whatever's inside you that brought you to this platform is the thing that separates you from everybody else, because you're like, I don't have to do what everybody else is doing because I don't feel like them. I don't have to make those same decisions. But we live in a world where it's very, I like to say teams. Everything is a team. Like, who you vote for is the team. Your job you have is a team, like, you know what I mean? Like,
who you eat with is a team. Who you love is with a team. You know, you and your wife, team, right? Yeah. But that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think whatever we call the selfishness and you call it for yours being stubborn, I mean, I think there is a way of, like, we love what we do more than whatever that group goal is.
Yeah.
You know, like, absolutely. We see ourselves doing that much more. And so it all derives from, like, loving ourselves, man. And we do have that in ourselves. We love ourselves to definitely not hurt ourselves or have empathy to bring more to the world. Like, we definitely bring joy. And like, that's our job. And I love that job. I love that title. Even when we get so stuck in how these stories are depressing and, you know, sex trafficking is like, all right, how can we bring joy to a group of hurting people, because we are hurt ourselves, but we found a way how to transform it into joy.
Bring not only joy, but information. Like, I worked with kids, and one of the things that I take and I apply to, like, stand-up is kids learn from play, because you have a child, and you know that your kid learns the most while they're playing. But the same thing, adults learn way more when they're being entertained. Our favorite teachers are the ones that mix the learning with their personality, and they was able to make you laugh, or they was able to bring you into it, and you like, oh, yeah, I know the Pythagorean theorem because this motherfucker was hilarious.
Yeah,
and it's the same thing. So with, like, comedy, it's like, I always try to be like, all right, shit, how can I make fun of this taboo topic while also educating? Because they're learning, because I feel like the audience is going to, I don't like saying let you slide, but the only word that can come, the only phrase that's coming to my mind is let you slide. They're more willing to let you slide with saying fucked up shit if you're also educating them on what it is.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yes, of course.
Yeah, if you're giving them new information and they're like, ah, shit, I didn't know that. What? That's crazy. Yep. That's why we love Chappelle.
Of course, man. Yeah. He opens that gate and we just taking it to a whole nother plane. And what we're doing with, as comedians, and we have the audience there, they trust us. So when we make them laugh, they're like, oh, man, I just gave you a whole bunch of points to trust you. Mm-hmm. So go ahead. So that when we bomb and it's okay.
You lied to me, brother.
We got our trust. Yeah, we got our trust that went with them.
Yeah.
But you got to keep that. You got to have a balance of it. And we gain that person's, we gain those people's trust.
Yeah.
And once we gain their trust, we gain their heart and their love. And they're just like, they fucks with us.
Yeah.
So it's fire.
Dude, this is great. I want to try something new. I've been trying this thing where I'm like, all the, like, like we talk a bunch of shit, but I'm like, I'm thinking about what I'm putting back in the world. So I want to start trying to end every episode off with like something that people can take with them. Like, do you have any like good nuggets that somebody's listening could be like, oh, all right, yeah, I can apply this to my life. Like just like a tidbit, some knowledge,
applicable
a quote,
advice.
Applicable advice. Cause you know what I mean? We take. They just give. Yeah. That's how I'm
exactly.
looking at it.
Yeah, that's great. All right. One thing that always helps me with anything I want in life, and I don't get or I strive to get it, and I never falls flat. It's this quote, be at peace in knowing that whatever is meant for you will never miss you, and whatever misses you was never meant for you.
Okay.
Right there. So
that's fucking
just
perfect.
Be at peace knowing whatever is meant for you will never miss you, and whatever misses you was never meant for you. So that just keeps you going forward.
Right.
So you're not hanging there thinking like, why the fuck I never got it? Hey, it wasn't meant for you. And the things that are meant for you, you'll never fucking miss it. Because it's going to pull up on you.
Yeah. Pull up.
So damn, take that. Nice. that's been helping me so much.
I love that, man. Yo, I would say thank you. I want to say thank you for doing this shit, especially during like this time where you're on your vacation right now. You're chilling. You're in Wakanda right now.
Anything for y'all.
You're in Wakanda. You're in Wakanda.
You said that when I got there. Yeah.
Georgia. Yeah.
But thank you, Nori. Thank you for doing this, man. Make sure that y'all download his new album. Make sure that y'all check out all of his shit. He got sets on HBO. The show he was in got nominated for an Emmy.
Check out Succession season
right.
two.
That's right, boy.
So congratulations on everything, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Nori Davis.
Nori Davis, the GOAT.
Love you guys, man.
Love
thank you,
too,
man.
Bro. Stay good.
Peace.